fix the stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff.
You fix the stuff. I'm going to entertain the fans because welcome to Sario Says, where I'm going to tell you about a movie I watched.
How many movies?
Several, to be fair, because went out and got a whole bunch of DVDs and finally got around to watching one of them the other day, in which you and your girl got a little blucky about it, I guess.
What, you saw violent shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was Five Nights at Freddy's, the movie.
Oh, you mean the Banana Splits movie.
Yes. And that movie is so ridiculously over-the-top cheese-filled.
Like I said, it's like, Five Nights at Freddy's, but they threw Banana Splits over it.
Well, of course. That's because they had to do something with Banana Splits, otherwise the fucking rights go away. So, because of that, quite literally, they turned it into the Five Nights at Freddy's, and when the first kill comes on, it is so fucking ridiculous. I was like, okay, I'm 100% invested now.
We better actually make sure that this is streaming, because my phone is being a bitch about YouTube.
No, that's fine. I'm trying to check right now, and it's not telling me that there's a stream or anything.
Yeah, I didn't even get a notification.
Now I got a notification. Okay, cool. So that means we is here.
Did you hear them doubt me, Shane?
Well, of course.
I did. They don't realize it takes a second.
Well, I know it takes a second, but yeah.
My phone's being a bitch. Report.
Let me
thank you for the feedback.
Share.
Fuck you, Google.
Gotta go to Facebook. Where the fuck? They added so many fucking things.
Yes, I'm still reporting because it's
so
still being
dumb.
A bitch.
Copy link. Fuck it. I'm gonna go the long way. I'm just gonna go into the fucking Facebook thing.
There. We should be updated.
Restarts as much.
There we go.
Cell phone's being a bitch.
Now as people get in here, it'll be the flesh suits.
Flash.
Oh yeah, did you watch that video I sent, Shane?
Yes, writers are today, but we start off with Flash as a personal thank you to Shane for allowing us to fuck with him for an entire episode.
And yeah, and I sent a funny video. Well, not so much a funny video, but a scientific video, because I did the Because Science that they did on The Flash.
Science!
Where apparently because Flash moves so fast because of the speed force, technically you shouldn't see a red blur, so the comics are fucking wrong.
No, in the comics, the speed force, because I love that guy that he does all the science shit, and
right.
He tries to break it down for the real world. In the comics, the speed force does not apply to physics as we understand them in our world. It's kind of its own universal power. And how fast you are is the color of your lightning. White, so far in the comics, being the absolute fastest that you can possibly be pulling from the speed force.
Motherfucking Godspeed up in that.
And Godspeed is pure white lightning. And then as you go down the spectrum, you enter red. Like, blue is pretty high up there. Flash, technically, by the color spectrum that was revealed in DC Rebirth, he should be slow.
Right.
Because Rebirth explains the color spectrum of the lightning, and he's red. And as you enter up through that, you go into yellow, go into blues, go into whites, and he's almost an orangey dark red. So he should, technically, he's slow.
Yep.
His color is slow.
But I still hate the term of Godspeed, because anytime anybody says it, all I could think of is fucking Captain America from World War II. Godspeed! It's ridiculous.
Whoop.
And anyway, no, we are not doing Flash Gordon. This is actual DC Flash.
Yeah, I have a photo.
Oh,
yeah.
My
you see
lord.
That photo?
Yeah.
Oh, my lord.
Every live-action Flash.
You actually got the fucking Legends of Superhero. Oh, fuck.
Let's see how much you love the Flash,
oh,
Shane.
We are starting with a motherfucking doozy up in here.
On
oh,
my birth
shit.
Year.
Damn. So how's everybody doing over here in the chat land?
Oh, around the room?
We will be going around the room. We are missing a person today. He did the drinking, drinky drink, drink drunkadin.
Valentine's Day drinking.
So we may have him, we may not. Depends on how drunkificated he got. So,
but at the same time, it was the Valentine's Day, so I mean, drinking and fucking, and I don't blame him.
Reploid Bill, William Bush,
Seth Lovell, Sario,
Scott Action Jackson,
Shane McCree, Proto Guy,
who has a new hat.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
And a hoodie.
Yeah,
by
I know.
The way, I love that Ronan does this every chat. Every chat, he's like, I'm at work. God damn it. I'm at work watching the Sentai review. This sucks. Jobs suck.
Motherfucker, at least you're at work and able to watch it.
This motherfucker's getting paid to watch the Sentai review, and he's like, work sucks.
That's okay. I at least finally got my schedule, and apparently I do only have to work 2 Saturdays a year. The first time I have to work a Saturday, it's a non-filming weekend, so I'm still going to fucking be here. I'm like, yay.
Actually, sorry. Kamen Rider is on the agenda. We're doing Flash.
We're doing that today.
And we're going on to Kamen Rider, and I'm hoping that Nick is here, because a lot of people, and I don't know why, but this has been showing up in the chat that they want Nick here for the next Kamen Rider, and I don't know why. I don't know what is in it that pertains to Nick, but
hopefully I got the right guy for Nick to see.
We'll know. But let's go ahead and get into this. We're going into Legends of the Superheroes. Rod Hayes. I actually don't know that dude's name. I didn't know he was in it.
You just knew that it had a Flash.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah,
I just didn't know who the dude was.
Here you go, Shane.
Oh, it's beautiful.
He cocks his head.
He's so fast. Somebody already went in the chat and said, please don't. Oh, no.
His symbol is sideways. You know how I feel about that.
Well, there's no excuse this time. It's 79.
It's not sideways. It's a flashy falling M.
Yeah.
For Movement Man.
Sponsored by McDonald's.
That is a motherfucking lightning bolt and you know it.
Or no, excuse me, not McDonald's, McDowell's.
Oh, shit.
So they can't get fucking copyright sued.
Next. Oh, my Lord.
So, Shane, please explain to me how you feel about foam muscle suits.
And this.
And this.
Do you prefer the 90s Flash now?
To be fair, I still think the foam muscle suit is ridiculous as hell. But this is a...
Oh,
this
shit.
Looks like a...
Context. Here we go. Little bit. What happened was that Batman 66 went off the air. He was gone for a while, okay? Now, because of reasons unbeknownst to me, I didn't look it up, something brought him and Robin back, okay? But they only came back for a single movie, and this was it.
Oh, shit.
Did you get pictures of Batman from this? Because he looks weird. Like, the bat suit doesn't quite fit,
and the cowl
is, like, old and used and doesn't quite fit his head right, and the cape is, like, a different cape, so it doesn't go around it properly, and you can see where it used to tuck in.
Because I remember when I saw it, looked very similar to the 66, but...
It is, but it's, like, it's old and used and broken because it was in storage for a while, and he didn't exactly maintain his body type.
I'm sorry, I've been over here laughing and dying for the last 10 minutes because KK won science today.
Yeah,
in a world of people who can't walk, a man dreams to run. Movement Man!
Movement Man!
But that's what was going on here. For some reason, they made like a Justice League movie off that 66 continuity, and that Batman and Robin like form a Justice League. There's a Green Lantern. There's an awful fucking Hawkman. I mean, he's
Wasn't there like some other offshoot heroes too?
Yes, there's like a whole bunch of different heroes that made it into this, and all of their costumes are bad. Like, all of them are bad. Oh, next. Dude.
Can you find this?
The Flash! God. I thought this was a series, not just a movie.
I thought I remembered it being like a film, like a single thing.
It might have been a pilot for a show, but...
Okay.
It could have been like a mini-series thing.
Because I remember seeing the DVD years ago, and when I downloaded it for one viewing, it was only like one file.
What is that?
That is the Flash being summoned.
With his lanky ass arms.
Is this in the show? Like,
yes, this is. This is all from that show.
This looks like terrible CGI.
During its time, this would have been the lowest grade of CGI you could accomplish. Yes,
yeah. Slenderman legs.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah,
I have read Flash, watched Flash, loved Flash, and he does not look like that.
What? Really? Well, super skinny and lanky and.
And wibbly belt.
Yeah. To be honest with you, the Flash has never been the most buff motherfucker character.
But he is still, because he's he's fucking comic books, and I argue this on my show all the fucking time, it's a fantasy, and Flash is fucking permaflexed, and then this guy shows up. I like what they're doing with the new stuff, that he is a small, lanky dude. It works. But I think they've gotten better with the costumes to make it work. Because this costume, you need some muscles. If you don't got no muscles,
it doesn't look right.
It looks really fucking awkward.
Yeah.
I will grant them that they didn't, at least, you know, at least I got the colors right. Who's that?
Fucking Mother Goose, that's who that is.
Oh, shit.
Fucking what the shit?
Oh, no.
This was for a child show, so yes, Mother Goose is probably right.
Looks like fucking Robbie Rotten's mom.
I can't remember.
There's only like 7 people in the chat who would get that reference.
Let me ask you a question. I've never seen this. But do they actually have him run? Is the CGI for his running bad? Or does he not just run? He just says he's the fastest man in the world.
I think I remember something like a really, really bad fucking speed forward film effect. I don't remember it being pleasant
at all. Is it kind of like that thing they did in Smallville when they were running, but far worse?
No. If I remember right, and keep in mind, I've seen
this... They might have had people standing still while he just moved around.
I've seen this once. I think I remember him, like, running... And then I think they sped the film up, like, 16 times speed. So he's just like, fucking really fast, but it's not a good fucking effect at all, if I remember right.
Do you know that this costume looks like he went to, he went to the dollar store. Went into their Halloween section. He's like, ooh, Flash.
Ooh, Flash.
Nah, probably not even dollar store.
He said, shit, I love Flash.
Yeah.
I love Flash.
Then he bought it and he put it on. He was like, I can't wait to get to the fucking Halloween party. Gee golly. And all of a sudden a beam picked him up and he appeared in this
Goodwill
fucked up
Flash.
Weird bat cave thing. And he was like, oh, what the fuck? Batman 66 just summoned me to fight crime.
You know I'm just some guy, right?
You know I'm just some guy, right?
You know, I just push people.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, man.
Yeah. I've got the same power as Airman. I just push people
away.
I'm going to tell you something. I see what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
And this episode's not fair because I'm super biased when it comes to the character. But we saw what Batman looked like in the early days.
Yes, this is the same. In fact, that Batman is in this. But that was the whole premise. I remember, like, Batman and Robin were, like, getting together a Justice League.
But here's the thing. We also saw that this takes place in the 70s, and we saw that awful fucking 70s Spider-Man. That costume is the worst.
The guy that was in green?
Yes.
Well, then there was the other one that was on TV.
Yes.
And that Spider-Man was kind of cool. Yes. I mean, for what it was.
I'm talking about the one wearing the fucking bell bottoms.
Yes.
Oh, you mean the bad guy Spider-Man that's in another country?
That was fucking amazing.
Dude, that thing was awful. And this?
Next.
Oh,
my Lord.
Get where he's about to take off, Shane. You miss him.
Man, he looks like one of those fucking cartoons where the people have huge fucking feet. And his feet are too big for the rest of his body.
Right.
Clown shoes.
These clown shoes wearing motherfuckers.
No shit.
Here's the thing. We talk about how cheap the costume is. But how accurate is it? Because it's not.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
Comic book.
Why?
Costume, if this was cloth lying on the floor.
Yes.
It's pretty fucking screen accurate.
That's what I'm saying. And remember, he looks retarded. But we don't judge on, I mean, we judge how they look, but the costume itself is pretty accurate. I mean, I've seen better versions of that costume,
and
obviously.
And I see what Super Wiki is pointing out. He says, I'm getting Jay Garrick vibes for no reason whatsoever. And I kind of see what he's talking about.
I think he's talking about how the fins are so
right.
big on his head. But I seem to remember the Flash early comics. He had those big fins.
Right.
He?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I see why.
Jay Garrick's costume is the motherfucker put on a sweatshirt.
Dude, I
jeans,
fucking love.
And a fucking
yeah.
Hat.
Yeah.
No, a saucer.
Yeah, he put a fucking.
Yeah. I fucking love that. I love that old costume.
He
it's
had,
so fucking cheap.
He
was like, fuck, I got a superhero. There's a lightning bolt on that fucking Walmart shirt. Tuck that into my jeans real quick. Tighten up this belt. Fuck, people are going to know who the fuck I am. Shit, he's just fucking running. He goes by some fucking medieval fucking fair, and he's like, tink, just takes the first fucking hat off the shelf as he's going.
Yeah.
He's like, fucking fighting crime!
He has the most basic superhero costume right? ever.
Right?
That motherfucker can literally just take his hat off and wear that anywhere.
Yeah,
exactly.
He could just be, I'm a Flash fan, then trouble happens, and he's like, hat!
Yeah.
It's that stupid shit where you wear something on your head, whether it's glasses, mask, hat.
Yep.
Hey man, what are you guys doing? Oh, I gotta get going.
Oh,
superhero.
Shane! Shane! Oh Shane! There's some weird guy here. Didn't even have a hat.
And then he does it on purpose and just takes his
Who are you? Where's Commissioner Gordon? Oh Gordon! There was some guy standing here. He looked like you. He just didn't have glasses.
Next.
Okay, so.
Okay. Rate this guy.
Oh, shit.
Okay,
I gotta leave chat
derpy,
alone.
But that's the guy.
Two.
Believe it or not, here's the thing. While that guy doesn't look good in this costume at all, maybe somebody more. In shape.
Like the guy that played him in the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Who was a buff bodybuilding actor, who then they put
didn't.
In a fake muscle suit, and he didn't need it?
He didn't need it.
Yeah.
Because he was already about as big as that muscle suit?
He would have looked fine in just a normal suit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, that's the one reason I don't care for that suit that much, is because he didn't need it.
He would have looked a lot better in this suit, because he would have filled it out.
Yeah.
Now, but we're talking about what it looks like, and this is a pretty accurate costume. It is cheap, obviously. This is also the 70s. And like I said before, I take the time period into consideration. Well, the effects are god-awful.
Yes.
But, you know,
man,
I'm going to give this a 3.5.
The chat's dropping zeros.
Super Wiki gave it a 6.
I'm going to give it a 3.5. It's actually quite accurate. Yes, it's cheap. But
it's very accurate.
Right.
But on screen, this guy did not wear it well.
But you put it on somebody bigger, I think it would have looked a lot better.
I don't think it's a matter of, like, bigness. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. Yes, if you put it on somebody who had, like, more muscle definition,
mm-hmm.
that might work. But my problem with it is, and especially with this photo, you know what the fuck this reminds me of?
Mm.
You remember when we were kids? And we wanted Power Ranger shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we got that little jelly man that had the wireframe in it.
And he was always stuck in a T-pose, and if you kept playing with him, his wires would poke you.
Right. Yeah, that's what that shit fucking reminds me of. Like, quite literally, on I think it was the last photo, I almost wanted to be like, I'm Gumby, damn it!
He does look like that.
I think it's just the dude, because if I was rating 2.5. Just the costume, I think just the costume would get a 5, but because that dude, yeah, I've got to agree with Bill, that's like at a 2.5 for me.
Listen, I already mentioned...
That man right now is at a 2.1.
This is my favorite superhero of all time. I'm going to be a little biased.
Understandable.
Okay.
Like I said, if we were to review Spawn...
Yes,
you know,
that you love Spawn.
We are going to John Wesley Shipp.
The 90s Flash.
Yes, this is the dude that is currently playing...
He played
other people.
He also played this Flash in the new Flash.
He played this Flash.
He played
Jay Garrick. He played Barry's dad.
Yep.
Yeah. Here we go.
Maybe.
Yep, it's going to happen.
He's not moving fast enough. There you go.
There we go.
Okay. His costume. If it wasn't a muscle suit,
right,
this costume would have looked really good.
See, my issue with it has always been that they put a bodybuilder guy. He was in great fucking shape. You could see him without his shirt in the series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they put him in a fake muscle suit. And here's the problem. With proper painting, they already were catching on to something that took us years to catch on to. Years. In fact, we didn't start doing it till about 4 years ago, all these Spider-Man costumes and Power Ranger costumes and these, like, spandex suits for, like, Spider-Gwen and things like that, because it wouldn't look awkward. He's, like, buffer... I think he's taller than Batman and buffer than Superman.
Yep.
He is. I'm not kidding.
Because
at the time that this was created, the two variant points that you have to go off of is, one... You pick between two Supermans in this era.
Yep.
You either are Lois and Clark or the Reeves movies. Those are the two Supermen you have to compare to him.
Yes.
Or that awful Superboy show, but he's not included.
And Batman, you have Michael Keaton.
Yes, and Batman, there's only one choice. Michael Keaton was the only live representation of this era. Michael Keaton stands up to this dude's shoulder.
This guy is...
And he's not buff at all. So Batman is smaller and not buff. And Michael Keaton's not that big.
Well, no, because I'm just saying, you said that there's only two Batman, but technically speaking, you could throw Adam West in there, but...
Too early. This is 90.
He's talking about around the 90s.
Yeah, this is 91.
But that's what I mean, because everybody still would have been stuck with... nostalgic for, you know, growing up with Adam Wee Batman.
Even still, that would mean he's buffer than Batman and taller than Batman in both versions.
Right.
And he's buffer than Superman.
Now, if you watch the Justice League...
And I think he's taller.
Right.
How big... Do we know how big Dean Cain was? I don't know how tall he was.
Dean Cain wasn't, like, awful tall.
Yeah, right. I think it was like average.
He's about an average dude.
He was indecent.
Because if I remember right, he's tall, isn't he?
I saw him at Wizard World. So he was about average.
I thought he was big.
Height
John
is
Wesley?
6 foot.
He's my height.
Yeah.
He's
John Wesley is a little over 6 foot.
He's as tall as I am.
So he's bigger and buffer than Superman and Batman. Now, that's not his fault... But it is something to point out if you're
comparing literally
him
to foot taller.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Or not a foot, an inch taller, sorry.
If you watch the Justice League cartoon.
Yeah, a foot would be extreme.
Yeah, no shit.
Now, if you watch the Justice
League
cartoon.
Andre the Giant up in this bitch.
They did the same thing they did with Batman with the Flash. Remember? You know how in the Justice League cartoon, Superman is that build?
Yes.
Batman is the exact build. If you look at the Flash.
Flash has that weird, he's really big. Fucking huge chested.
He has this
all the men were drawn with these like
yes.
They didn't have pecs, they had peck, like this one square rectangle fucking peck.
Skinny legs too.
It's skinny legs. One peck, Christmas tree back, skinny legs.
This man does a lot of cardio. He should not have skinny legs.
Right.
Those things should be muscular as fuck.
I just gave that a lot of shit. We're only on picture one. But it is such a damn good picture. That's why I haven't changed it. Because it is. It's a damn good view.
Because this was my favorite version of The Flash and my favorite series.
Okay.
That's why I tried to get the best ones I could find.
You fought more.
I will say, like I said, I like that they color out all the definition on the muscles.
Yep.
That's good. And it's something that we didn't start doing till years later. And now you almost can't get one of these suits that isn't like this. Every Spider-Man costume is painted like this. All the girls, like the Samus Aran Zero suits and things like that you see on cosplayers, they all have these muscle definitions that help them accentuate everything that they already have. That's awesome. That's a great idea. It works well. I like his face mask a lot. Like, a lot.
No, Mad Dog, we can't jump ahead yet. We're still talking this guy, and this is only photo one.
I also like a whole lot of this gold. I think that helps to accentuate it. I think I like that they changed the colors and went for darker reds, gold to accentuate it instead of, you know, really bright red and really bright yellows, which obviously don't translate well in real life.
I wish they added a little bit more, at least to the feet, besides just leaving it red
and blank. I think there's a purpose to this. The fact that they go black as they go down the legs, I do think there's an actual reason for this. On camera, and that's all that I think this is, I think that's the reason he's accentuated like this.
Mm-hmm.
The coloring is so that as it goes down, his top will be more visible by your eye.
Oh, yeah, usually when you see him running, it's usually like knee up.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
I think that on camera, the idea was red catches your eye. Your eyes are drawn to red naturally. It's a biological thing. And when they are, as it goes down into black, his legs seem as if they're moving faster because of the color. I think this is on purpose. This is not an accident. This was thought through. They knew they had to make him look fast, and he had to just look fast. They couldn't always get away with the effect, so your eyes had to be fooled a little bit, and I think this helps it, because it seems like his front is moving a little faster, and his legs are kind of blurring in, pushing him forward. I think that's on purpose.
Yeah.
Next. See, that's too big. Holy fuck, he's big! That motherfucker will break you.
Here's the thing.
You run into Batman in an alley and he's all small with his fucking stilt arm where he fucking has that thing that comes out and kicks you in the dick if you decide to jump at him.
Yeah.
Like, that's Batman right now. He looks really cool. He's all body armor and neat, and he's spooky in the night with his stilt kick machine arm. But then this guy just turns around in an alley like, what the fuck did you just say to me? And you're like, dude, I'm sorry. We're done here. I'm putting the gun down. See, it's on the ground. And I'm just going to go home now because you're a big, bad, scary motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's scarier than Batman, dude.
He fucking runs away and there's a guy like, who was that? And Batman's like, that's the Flash, the fucking buffest man alive.
More buffer than me or the super dude.
He fucking is, man. He's so big.
Here's the thing.
Who's that?
I don't know. I think he's gotten into Bane's venom.
Yeah.
Don't take the venom.
They put neck veins on the fucking costume.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The Flash doesn't have... When you run at that speed, it seems like you have enhanced strength, which you do. If I come running at you at 600 miles an hour and punch you, you're going to feel it.
Show is your
hand. If you don't go flying.
Yes, that's the problem, though. He may heal quickly, and he does heal. He doesn't have Deadpool Wolverine healing, but like if he breaks a bone, it only takes a few hours for him to be right back.
Mm-hmm. Because his metabolism is 1,000 times faster.
Unless the bone's sticking out, in which case you
have
to put it back
in. Flash is here to pump
you up.
He fucking looks at me.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. People are saying the same thing we do. Jesus, what is that muscle definition? He's too fucking big. His gloves, I realize they just don't fit him perfectly, but his gloves make it look like he has forearm veins.
Yeah.
This would be like if they took a big muscle suit and put it on somebody like Spider-Man.
I need this suit.
Spider-Man.
Which would be fine.
No.
Here's the thing. Spider-Man We all know that Spider-Man is a linky guy, right?
Yeah.
He's got muscle.
To me, he is. In fact, he's wearing the black suit right now. Actually, me and him are wearing Spider-Man. But I prefer Spider-Man to be lean. Yes. He should be like a Bruce Lee build.
Right here. So he does have muscle tone.
Yeah.
But he's not
buffed.
He's not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right. Huge. He should be. He should be. As I said, he's a Bruce Lee muscle tone, and then Venom is an Arnold Schwarzenegger muscle tone.
Yes. Yeah.
And because of that, that's like putting that suit, because the Flash is a lanky guy, he's not like super skinny. He has muscle, but not huge muscle.
Right.
But that would be like putting
But they have drew Spider-Man to be huge muscled. So.
Right, which I've never cared for.
Which is dumb.
Yeah.
Because he's not. That's not him. He doesn't need that muscle.
Whereas me today, I'm cosplaying. I'm cosplaying as my favorite character. Because I've got my nerd shirt on, and I've got my work shirt on. Hi, I'm Randall Graves. What the fuck do you want? Because that fits my body type.
I like Blue Flash.
I loved this. What was his name? Prometheus.
It's been so long.
It's been a long time. He was a clone of the Flash, and his mind did not develop properly, so he was still very child level. And it asks that same question that I say all the time when I don't like fucking children superheroes because they're not old enough to make those fucking decisions. They don't understand the world yet. Like that guy. He very much just wants what he wants because he's a kid and he has the power to take it. So, you know what you used to do when you were a kid and you wanted something? You fucking took it.
Mm-hmm.
That was your mentality. And you were a kid. You didn't understand the consequences of the world.
Now,
and that's what made him dangerous, is he had all the power of the Flash and he just did the things he wanted to do.
Give a kid the ability to run faster than the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can catch you.
Then discipline him.
How are you going to discipline a guy that I can't see coming? I can't see him because he's too quick.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, this guy remembered his name. Pollux.
Pollux?
Pollux. It's like P-O-L-L-U-X. In fact, I made a version of him. Not anymore. I haven't been on for years. Back when I used to play DCO, that was my speedster. I made an exact replica of this character.
I just want to call him Blue Flash, because that's technically what he is. He's Blue Flash.
Next.
Right. Yes! The Trickster.
The Trickster!
Which I thought was kind of neat, that they went with, like, he was older and was the Trickster before, when they brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was neat. And then they used clips from this episode to kind of give you the idea that he was a guy years ago, and then there was a new guy in his place.
Mark Hamill, man.
Yeah, but he at least has the correct expression for meeting this buff Flash. Ah, fuck.
Shit, he's almost got me in a headlock.
He comes up to you. He's like, listen, I'm not just the fastest man in the world.
I'm ripped as shit.
Let me get the permaflex going.
let me put this permaflex around your neck.
Ain't no motherfucking Jim Carrey.
And might as well be concerned what I saw him as in the Sonic movie.
To be fair,
what Jim Carrey was. Jim Carrey, that Sonic movie, I haven't gone to see it yet, but Jim Carrey was always that guy. I don't know why people forgot that. Fucking Ace Ventura.
Yep. The Mask.
No, Jim Carrey in the Sonic movie. This is going to be spoilers for those who don't know. He channels Ace Ventura. He channels him overboard.
Yeah, but he's always been that guy. How did people forget that? He acts like that in fucking Kick-Ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's always been a very physical comedian. Like, remember In Living Color?
Probably because it's been so long.
Maybe. Right. I guess maybe you've forgotten.
It's a possibility, but at the same time.
He hasn't changed his acting style.
He's done a lot of, like, drama and stuff like that.
He's done more drama because he wanted to expand his acting career because he was told, hey,
but that is
if you
want to
do more
style.
Movies, there you go. But yeah, as a comedian, literally, if you just go to YouTube after this, on the break, go to YouTube and look up Jim Carrey stand-up, literally he walks out and he goes, hi, how's everybody doing tonight? Nobody applauds. He goes, alrighty then. And starts moving in. That's where you get alrighty then from fucking Ace Ventura. That's where all the mask shit came from. Like, from working in Living Color and doing fucking, what was it? It was like Stan the Fireman or whatever.
The Grinch. Remember
Fire
the Grinch?
Marshall.
Yeah. He
tiptoed around and... Rah, 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 rah. Like, he's... That's him. Like, I've been seeing that a lot where people are kind of... Yeah, the Fire Marshal Bill and shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
that's what it was.
All of a sudden, people are... Because I've been seeing this review all yesterday and all today. People are like, oh my God, Jim Carrey is fucking channeling the 90s. He never left it.
Yeah.
Next.
I want to see
that's that. Like Schwarzenegger. He never left the fucking 70s and 80s.
That's the suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, that suit is strong.
What is that thing hanging behind it?
The suit is strong.
The suit is standing on its own. It's pulling the broomstick trick.
Oh, for God's sakes. If I see one more of those motherfucking things on my Facebook, I'm going to start shooting people. My fucking broomstick stands listen. Up. It's aliens. No, motherfucker. It's balance.
This suit would be so much cooler, like I said, if it didn't have the fucking muscle. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't care for the... This is the one.
Yeah.
This is the reason I don't honestly care for this suit, and it has nothing to do with it doesn't look right. The colors are wrong. The symbol is wrong. It looks like garbage. It doesn't. The muscle suit makes it look stupid, in my opinion, because he didn't need it.
But only the muscle. Part.
Only the muscle part I don't like.
Yeah.
Take that muscle out of that suit. That's a great suit.
Next. Jesus.
That's how he looked more recently.
Hold on. What's he watching on TV? Damn, I can't see. It's too blurry.
I'm just saying that, like, this suit...
I'm sorry. For a second there, I thought he had the TV guide up in the back. That's...
No, that's...
that's nostalgia. That's what that is.
I remember TV guide.
That's the standard fucking display for the Enterprise in fucking the NX-01.
It's funny because
like,
you're not wrong.
Like I said...
Yeah, this version of the suit is
the same.
Yeah,
it looks worse now.
It just looks worn. It's still a big, giant buff suit, dark red, gold highlights.
The
I think it looks the same.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, in fact, it probably is the same. All they did is they probably pulled it out of storage.
What they did, and now that he's an older guy, as you get older, you lose muscle tone. The muscle suit makes a little bit more sense for him now. In the 90s, it did not, when he was in, like, fucking perfect shape. But now, because he's an older guy, we know what he looks like now, and we see that he has aged, because that's what happens. Wearing this muscle suit actually doesn't bother me as much, because he is older.
Yeah, I don't know if some of your nostalgia's hitting you. That's the same suit. I mean, I don't see very...
I do think that...
I think the muscle definition has been changed and lessened. It's definitely been lessened. That's not as big as the old one, but that's the same suit.
And in the 90s,
well, I was about to say, there's the easy way to do it. We have photos. Go back and forth for a couple of them.
Wasn't the suit in the 90s also a brighter red?
Yeah,
not,
it had some more red.
Yeah, but it's just worn.
Which is fine, because Barry nowadays started off wearing a more maroon.
To be fair...
color.
If his world is as bad off as he seems to claim,
he's been going
then he doesn't
hell.
Have anybody to make the suit. The suit would look old and dirty.
Because he's been through
the
hell.
The woman who made it is dead.
Mm. And he claimed that his world is being fucked.
Well, his lady person is dead.
Yeah.
The lady that makes the suit in the 90s series, she's the one that handled a lot of problems for him. She was that character, the entourage character. She made his suit and helped him with computer shit yada yada.
The original Team Flash.
Yeah. Well, she died. I remember him bringing that up. And then his world is completely fucked. And he forms a Justice League and they end up losing. And because he came into the series earlier, before the Crisis shit. And then was teleported away. And then they found him on that treadmill. I mean, his suit is old because it can't be replaced. That is what it is. It's probably all he has.
And he's been through hell.
It's just dirty.
Yeah.
But it's the same suit.
Someone says it's the same suit, it's just worn and colored darker.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say any of that.
Darker doesn't exactly help it, so...
It makes sense.
Yeah.
You ain't got time to wash your spandex. You got to run on the treadmill, motherfucker.
Yeah.
don't got time to go do laundry. That guy's trying to kill me.
Yeah.
Next.
I got to run on a treadmill and drink juice.
See, now this is different. This.
That looks like one of those, like a flocked version of
they it. They turned it into like a felt, like a fucking pool table.
Yeah.
That I don't like.
That I don't like at all.
No, I don't like that. That's...
He's got a Zap Brannigan suit.
I don't like this thing at all.
It's all velour.
But that's not the same thing that we just looked at.
No, it's not. That, no. Obviously, you can tell it's different.
Next. There's a side-by-side of the one we just saw.
Yeah.
That's that felt suit.
And you can tell that the definition is lessened because look at him in the 90s. Look how fucking ripped he was. God. Dude, he beat Superman's ass.
He did.
Right?
It's fucking ridiculous.
Fucking Christopher Reeves would come in been looking like Man of Steel and he'd run in and punch him in the fucking mouth. Bitch, this is my Justice League.
Fucking Ali's talking about, fucking, I'm so buff, I could do that bar trick. And he's like, bitch, I created that fucking shit. Look at these muscles over here. You fucking skinny
bitch. Aren't you the fastest man alive?
They call you Arrow because you're skinny twig, motherfucker?
Mm-hmm. Fucking looks at that. Impressive. I can do that with one finger.
You're right. Next. All right.
All right, I got
that guy.
We saw a couple different versions. Did we rate this one and that fucking velvet-looking motherfucker one, too?
To be fair, we will do that.
Okay, for the velvet one, I'm going to give it a 1 because it's awful.
I think it's a 2. I think that it sounds like it doesn't seem like a big deal, but changing the fabric makes it too shiny and too puffy. He looks like a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, the newer one, I'm giving a 1.
Just to fuck up our rating system, I'm going to go with a 1.5.
I'm Fluffy Flash.
So it's a 1.1 for Velvet Suit.
Okay.
Now this guy...
6.
Damn!
So, you love the Flash, right, Shane?
I do love me some Flash.
Well, this guy just fucking one-upped your boner.
No, he's fine with one-upping me right now. My 6 comes later.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, this isn't Shane's favorite version. No. This is my favorite version.
And that's fine.
As far as the TV
with
shows.
With the muscles are what bother me. So this thing would have been a higher score, but I'm going to stay at a 3.
I'm going to one-up you just a bit. I'm going to give it a 3.5, to be fair.
Yeah, I'll second a 3.5. I think this suit is very solid. The muscles hurt it badly. Yeah. I can't take it seriously that he's so goddamn big.
So, all in all, this one is a 3.2.
So this one's the present winner.
Yes. Right. Okay, we're going to Kenny Johnson.
JLA pilot.
Oh, motherfucker. The 97 pilot.
Yep.
This had the coat-wearing Green Lantern. Boop-a-doop-boo-doo-doo-doo. I should have reset the computer before we did this.
Yeah, no joke. I'm sitting here, I'm like, why is
this
moving so slow?
Yep, there he is, this fucking stupid vest.
Are you sure that's a Green Lantern? Because that looks like a blue lantern.
That's
to me.
A Green Lantern. I've seen it. I've seen this awful pilot, and he's a Green Lantern.
Is that the Atom?
It's a Atom.
Yeah.
It's a Atom.
Why is Poison Ivy there? The fuck?
I'm trying to remember what was going on.
And why did Captain Cold become a female?
That's what I mean. I'm trying to remember who
the
was in
fuck?
It.
To be honest with you, that would be more Killer Frosty.
Because I don't seem to remember that being Dove, but I can't fucking remember who was in this. The ones I remember was the Green Lantern, Flash, Adam. So that's your Flash.
I thought Martian Manhunter was in it too, but
I can't remember.
I
know I've seen this.
There we go. That's what I was waiting for.
I've seen it years ago.
The know-it-all says Adam, Fire, Flash, Guy Gardner, and Ice.
It was Ice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, know-it-all. Oh,
wait,
and he says Manhunter was there.
That was...
Okay, wait a minute. vest makes sense, and that would be Guy Gardner, but that's not Guy Gardner. That guy can't be Guy Gardner. I can't see that guy fucking fist fighting. what's his name?
Arkillo.
Yeah, him. I cannot see him fist fighting that much. Motherfucker, eat that fucking piece of shit alive.
Right.
Guy Gardner is next. Hard fucking core. Oh, my God. You ruined the Flash, man.
Is that the same actor who's the old man in Boondocks, the one that fucking Wunsler Sr., the guy who owns the banks?
Dude, I don't fucking remember.
Please, this hurts my eyes. This is something dreadful.
Dude, it's fucking awful.
It is. I don't like this. I mean, listen. If we next this, we don't have to look at it anymore.
There you go. I next it for you.
Well, now I'm paying attention to who that guy right there is.
Well, look, man, he's got lightning temples. That part of his head? Sideburns?
Yeah.
Lightning sideburns?
Yeah, no.
Electric mutton chops?
Listen, man, if you...
No, because I would have to go all the way down.
That's true. It doesn't
chin.
Go down far enough.
If you...
He doesn't have the Elvis burns.
You know what's really cool?
So lightning sideburns.
If you next this, we get it over sooner.
Oh, do we?
Yep.
There you go.
This is the last picture, though.
Are you sure?
Oh, my God.
Sure? I think it is.
Hold on. I do like the lightning.
The lightning?
There's lightning in the lightning.
That's cool.
Yeah. See, there's little definitions.
The mask is awful.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
Motherfucker put
just
on
because,
a...
Just because you've got one good thing on your fucking suit does not make you have a good suit. You have one good thing. That saves you from getting a fucking zero.
You don't want to see this guy again on part 3 of your list?
To be honest with you, I don't like this at all, but I have seen far fucking worse. I can't get that image of the 70s Spider-Man out of my head. I can't get bell-bottom fucking Spider-Man
you
out
see
of
this,
my head.
You see Blackfire 3 here?
Right. Yep.
Next. Okay.
One.
You get to rate that guy.
He definitely... Scott is right. That's a one. There's no thinking. It's a one.
I'm not liking that his lightning are like little weird front gauntlets.
Yeah.
His boots are okay. His belt is okay. His lightning symbol on the front is fine. His mask is bad. Once again, the colors are super fucking bright, which... It's weird.
He wore bright colors in the comic.
Yeah, and we've even seen bright colors in the new series, but there's something about it that... It has to be the material. The spandex thing doesn't work on superheroes the way that it does on, say... Super Sentai.
Right.
There's something that's forgiving about the Power Ranger spandex.
And I think part of that is because it's more meant for kids. Now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
They always say comic books is for kids, and kids is dumb, so do dumb shit for dumb kids. But there's a difference between dumb kid show and...
But comic books, I don't think... Comic books have this weird rep that they're stuck in the 50s and 60s.
Right.
I don't think comic books has necessarily been for kids since the 80s.
Is it Flash or Turbo Man?
Ha ha ha! That reference gets a 12.
He does kind of look like Turbo Man.
As soon as you said that, I'm
God, that gets a 0.
Ah, fuck. I gotta go back. Okay.
Turbo Man sucks. Maybe because that movie sucks.
One. I'm not feeling this guy at all.
The reason I'm over here sighing is because he gets a point something, but I'm trying to determine.
How about a
one? So I think I'm just going to give him... I'm probably just going to give him a 0.8. Because there's a couple things that make him okay, kind of.
But remember, Flash, this guy...
That's a 0.7.
He could leave the list. Okay. If I find something derpier than him.
Now we're going to Smallville. This is Kyle Gallner.
Yeah. He plays Bart
He plays.
I probably said his last name wrong. To be
fair, he plays Impulse. Now this is just him wearing a hoodie and jeans. This is not a costume. This is street clothes.
Well, to be fair, in this entire show, if memory serves, isn't it only like four people ever wear a costume?
Well, he actually eventually gets one, but it's nothing special.
It'll be on the last image.
Yes, he does actually get. This is his first appearance in the show.
Street clothes get a one all the time. A one.
Yeah, fair enough.
It just to give you pre-warning, that's the reason I'm not in the Doctor Who episodes, because when you guys reviewed Doctors, I'd have said, oh, look, you could buy that costume at Goodwill. One. And then you'd have gone to the next Doctor, and I'd have said, look at that overcoat. Look at that sweater. I could have bought that at Goodwill. One. No. And I would have done that for the entire fucking roster, because they're just dudes in suits.
You can never.
Some of the stuff you can.
You can never find Tom Baker's motherfucking amazing scarf.
Yeah, the scarf will be difficult.
And a good no, that motherfucking scarf is too amazing.
That one you're gonna have to go to Walmart for.
Yeah. Right.
No, just online.
If you can buy their costume on any random fucking store shelf and put it together, it doesn't impress me.
Technically speaking, to be fair, I don't know how many Goodwills have fezzes.
True.
But that's another story for another time.
Next. This is more what he
Yeah, I'm still at a one. He bought a hoodie and he tore the sleeves off and then wore a long sleeve thin shirt.
Oh, that's not it, Bill. You forget. He wears sunglasses.
Oh, then he got himself a pair of fucking red jeans because he came right the fuck up out of the 90s. And then he got a red belt. He got his fucking sweatbands from the 80s and put them on his wrists.
I think he also has red shoes. I think he does.
So
I'm still at a
fucking
one.
Fucking Nikes from Payless, okay.
I'm telling you.
I'm still at a one. They're fucking street clothes.
It is.
You could buy them at Goodwill. They're not a fucking superhero costume.
When it came to Smallville, if you really want to, like, Oliver might have been the closest guy to have an actual costume.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, he was one of the only guys in the series.
To be fair, I never watched any of Smallville because I didn't really give a shit about it at the time. Superman has never really been my hero,
Here's the thing. If you missed out on it, going back is tough because you've got to dedicate to a 10-year fucking run.
Yep, right.
And I'll tell you this right now. You got to watch it. And you were somewhat excited by it, and you enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to put somebody in this where TV is today, Smallville kind of sucks. Sorry, right. I know, blasphemy, but Enemy of the Week, fucking Kryptonite is every goddamn wear. They never fucking wear the costume.
As much as I love Smallville, I admit some... Okay, a lot of the stuff was shit.
The mythology is broken. He defeated Doomsday with a push. They built Doomsday up for an entire season. Then he came down, he was like, ah! And Superman was like, push hard! Okay, we're moving on. We're done
Doomsday
with the season.
Doomsday was Starkiller.
Right, but let me put it to you guys this way. I never gave two shits about Smallville. I went back and watched another show that was running around the same time as Smallville, and I've seen all of it, and I liked it. You know what it was? It's called Supernatural. That I could get behind. Smallville? The motherfucker never puts on a costume.
That's,
ever.
That's
no
a problem.
Flight, no tights.
Right. Fuck do
that
I care?
That was the entire premise of that
Which
show.
Which would have been fine. But it was also Enemy of the Week, Monster of the Week. Everybody's a fucking Kryptonite freak. Everybody in the world has Kryptonite. They took his powers like fucking 17 times during the season. They gave him a cold. They had super sex where they caused earthquakes and things like that. Which is, even the comics are guilty of doing super sex where him and Wonder Woman destroyed a mountain. Okay, they did the fuckening, and it was hard fuckening.
But I can imagine two superpowered people causing problems.
Yes, they should probably go off planet to do the fuckening.
Right.
Yeah.
So at least you know that's consistent.
I guess.
Yeah. They go out to the asteroid belt and, you know.
Make more asteroids.
Right.
And they constantly played with the whole Lex thing where they wouldn't let it fucking die. It was... It was Lex all the time. Lex being like, I know who you are, motherfucker. And then he'd be like, I figured it out. And he'd be like, oh, I magically don't have powers today. Oh, no. Oh, and then he's like, he's like, oh, shit, I must be wrong. And next week, the next week, he'd be like, I know something's weird about you, Clark. And then he'd figure it out a month later, like, I figured it out. And he's like, oh, no, I don't have powers next week.
Like an episode where he was convinced that he knew who Clark was, and he punches Clark in the face, and Clark starts bleeding, and Lex is like, the fuck?
Right.
You see?
They did that over and over and over. And then finally, around like, what, season 5, they actually reveal to him, to his face, because he stops like a car or something and saves Lex's life. Yeah. And then Lex is like, oh my God, we're the bestest of friends and you're Superman. And then it was like everything was going to be cool. And then Lex was like, oh no, amnesia, oh no. Stop it! That show fucking sucks. It did not age well.
Yeah. And especially, you know, when you compare it to the comic books of, my name is Lex Luthor, and I've got myself a great plan. I'm going to steal 40 cakes. That is more enjoyable than, oh no.
And here's the thing. I own all of it. I did like Smallville, and I would go back from time to time, but I'm going to be honest with you. Every single year I go back and pick one series, one entire series of Star Trek, and I watch it. And I've been doing it basically my whole life. I couldn't do that with Smallville. I would pick episodes.
Listen, Smallville?
Because I can't sit through a whole season of Smallville. It's too fucking television.
There's too many episodes that are vampires. Come on, man.
Yeah.
The entirety
But he lost his powers.
Shaolin Warriors.
The entirety of season 4.
The entirety of season 4. The build-up.
No, but to be fair, though, wasn't that during the strike?
The build-up of Doomsday. Yeah. The build-up of Doomsday for, like, an entire fucking season. And then, finally, he's revealed, and they have the big season finale, and there's shit exploding, and cars going through fucking buildings, and Superman's like, I'm gonna go out there. Push! I got that motherfucker.
He wants dinner.
And then all of a sudden in the next season he was like, I don't know who I am, oh no.
And then
they solved that in like two episodes. He's like, I know who I am.
And then Doomsday, the guy who literally can't be killed by the same thing twice, is bitched with a push. And the next season we bring a young Zod who is more of a challenge for Clark than the goddamn thing called Dooms?
And
Day.
Do you know how they beat him?
Yes, I do. They sent him away.
They pushed him.
Yep,
I'm not kidding. Yep. They fucking pushed him. The two guys fucking meet up because he's in the body of Lex Luthor and they're like, we're fucking angry. And then they got pushed through the air.
Yes.
They fell down and he was like, oh no.
That is season 6. Beginning.
Pushing is serious shit in Smallville. Don't get pushed. He beat a lot of enemies like that, Shane.
Think of how many people he super
speed up to them and be like, push, and they'd be like, oh, what the fuck? And I get it, if you're a normal guy, you don't want to get pushed by Superman. But pushing is serious shit in Smallville. Don't get pushed.
I actually wish
you will die.
I actually wish there was an episode where the Flash came in, not this guy, and he was like, hey man.
Oh, they want another picture of this fuck awful guy. There, he's awful. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, this is that costume.
These are the four costumes of the entire fucking series. That's it. They're the only four guys I remember get costumes. The best looking one, I can't believe I'm about to say this, is Aquaman.
I can believe that.
Because he looks like Aquaman.
Yeah.
What about Cyborg?
He looks fucking dumb.
He killed himself too.
He got himself a gray vest somewhere. It's very exciting.
That guy did actually.
Yeah.
While I liked the dude that played Arrow.
I liked that he played Arrow.
His suit is.
And they were going to have.
It's more
Aquaman
of a costume
series.
Than other costumes.
It was more of a costume.
And the only reason Aquaman gets the pass he gets is because his costume is that dumb. in the olden days.
Yeah.
So
you're
that's
not wrong.
Pretty much correct. He wears.
Well, I don't know because he does have a hunting knife. So I mean,
he wears clothes that he could wear in the water.
That's
okay,
a little bit more
to
badass.
To be fair, when he first shows up, Lois even gives him shit for it.
I believe that.
Green shorts and an orange shirt.
Yeah. Next.
Yep. That's
okay.
It.
Well, there's Sad Face Flash.
It's Impulse, not Flash.
Whatever. Bill gave him a one. What? What?
One.
Somebody
he's
else
a one.
Got?
It's a one. I didn't care for.
And you got one. Okay. What do you got, Scotty?
One.
What's the matter, boy? You crying because we're giving you ones? Well, let me make you cry more. Zero.
Give that motherfucker a 0.5. It's street
oh,
clothes.
Oh, well, shit. Now I got to go
I
back.
Don't
hold
give
on.
A
point
shit.
Five
it's
plus
street
one
clothes.
Plus one plus.
What, plus Shane? You looking at his sad eyes?
Okay, so sad eyes here is a 0.625, so a 0.63. Moving the fuck on.
Yes.
Because we got three more to go.
Technically, we got a lot more to go since there's many versions of the current Flash
costume. True, fair enough. But I meant three more actors.
And Shane, hopefully I got these in the right order, since you're the one who's knows this series more than I do.
Up oh, there's Grant.
Okay, I do like Grant as the Flash. When I first seen this suit, I was a little bit skeptical because it looks like biker attire in a way.
Right.
But as it evolved throughout the show, every season, something changes about the suit.
Right.
Yeah.
Either it gets brighter, they change the symbol, they do something. The suit evolves. We're in season 6 of this show. And every season, I feel like the suit evolves. When I first seen it in season 1, I was like, it's okay. It's not even close to being the best I've ever seen.
Right.
Yes, this is the CW Flash.
Yes.
Right.
This is my, you know, this is probably the best superhero show on television right now, and that's just me being biased. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah.
I like the Flash.
Because, I mean, technically speaking, you are right, because he is on television. Truth be told, I would give it more to something like one of the Marvel shows, but considering the fact that Netflix shit-canned them, because they're probably trying to head over towards, like, Disney Plus, maybe.
Came
down
to licensing. Licensing was costing Netflix so much money that they would make a season and literally make nothing from the season.
Right.
And I don't think they're not coming to Disney Plus. Those series are over. Enjoy your three seasons.
They are over. They are over. And just like marketing, look, I just had this conversation. I had a literally couple day conversation where I was fighting on the page. And it's I'm not holding malice. Everybody's fine with their opinion and whatnot. But I had a Star Trek discussion trying to talk about how I think the timeline is strangely flawed and I think that there's a way to fix it. And I started talking about what I think. There's a lot of people that are praising Picard as, quote, prime timeline content. And they're saying Discovery. The showrunners get to call it prime timeline content. It's not. Mm. And it's not for one reason. Licensing.
Yeah.
All you got to do is look up the licensing contract. The licensing contract says that nothing made right now, only one property may exist at a time. Either the original CBS content may exist and produce content, or the Paramount stuff can exist and produce content. And if one is creating content, the other cannot create content, which means that each one sits in its own universe and own continuity, which means Captain Picard, love it or hate it, it's up to you, is not prime timeline, no matter what they say, just because of the license agreement alone. It has to be 25% removed from that timeline. That means it's not the prime timeline, no matter what. Licensing made that decision, not the showrunners, and sadly they have to abide by it.
I figured you were about to go on to your rant about Dark Trek like I listened to the other night.
No, but I talked about Dark Trek as well, and I talked about my Star Trek timeline theory, and I produce almost an episode a day right now. I've been doing very good with the YouTube focus.
But
I'm hoping to get there as soon as I get internet on Monday.
And yes, this is season 1 Flash. I'm going to tell you when you don't want to know how. The symbol has the red background instead of the white.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is the original Season 1 Flash costume.
They make very slight. Some of the altercations and changes are so quick or small, rather. I said quick because I'm looking at the Flash. They're so right. small, you almost don't even notice them until the show points them out sometimes.
And then you will notice.
Because they'll change mid-season where they'll be like, oh, I changed the armband. Uh-huh. And he'll be like, oh, fuck, I'd have never fucking noticed that. Like,
right.
You have on, better gloves.
Later on, this suit will get brighter red.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll start to look a little bit more like the comic Flash.
Next.
Right.
There's Ollie.
Yep.
I think this is their first crossover in season one.
Yeah, this is where, while they fight, the two teams actually play the fanboy comic geek angle, and they start fighting over who would win that fight, who has skills, and who's fast, and who has superpowers, and this guy can't win because this, and then I think it's Felicity is like, are we really fucking doing this right now? She's like, what the fuck?
We got shit to do.
Yeah.
Whoever, he has a bow and arrow. That man runs faster than light. There is no comparison.
Actually, he doesn't run faster than light because the show is really weird.
Yes,
and the show, like, he'll be running at something and he'll be like, how fast am I going to have to go to make it up that building and save that lady? And they're like, you're going to have to push it. You're going to have to move like 360 miles an hour. And he's like, holy shit, that's really fast. And then he starts running up the building. And I'm like, excuse me. I know that to an average person just getting into comic books, your 360 miles an hour sounds
impressive.
Sounds impressive.
And it's way faster than I can run.
But that still means that a plane outruns him.
Yep.
Okay, listen.
And nothing is supposed to outrun him.
How about this?
He's supposed to be able to leave you, have a conversation with somebody on the other side of the world, and come back and report that information to you in between the time it takes you to say, we need information, but in between the word information and but, he got that information for you.
Yep.
The comics literally do that during Blackest Night.
Mm-hmm.
And then the show is like, we're going to have to run 360 miles an hour to make this. It's going to be tough. You're going to have to push it. Oh, shit, my legs are going to be tired.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, it's like, hold on, time out.
How fast does a bullet go? And in that show, he will, like, literally start running, and bullets literally should stand still, but they don't, because they are still moving slowly. But then we've seen other media where he starts to run and the bullets will stop and he can just pick where they go. Like, Quicksilver would beat his ass.
Yep.
Fox Quicksilver
yes.
would beat that Flash's ass so fast.
Not
that
Marvel.
That Flash would be like, what the fuck happened?
No.
And somebody would be like, somebody.
Marvel Quicksilver would take the bullets.
They would say, somebody was actually fast, Flash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually
okay.
Flash.
Okay,
actually fast.
Let me break this down real quick.
Yeah.
Next.
The Fox's Flash, the Marvel Studios Quicksilver.
Yeah.
When he saved all those people from the train, and he was like, I'm so winded. I sat in that theater and I was like, okay, my Flash would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Had some tea while doing
that. Shane, is this still
season one?
Okay.
Yeah, it's still season one. That red background says it all.
Yep.
That red background will
they will change.
Whereas,
they will change
my Fox
that.
Quicksilver.
Okay.
he would
that,
smoke
though.
Both of them.
Now, that's season.
Now it's white. It started. It became,
is this season two? Because the whole costume is kind of different.
It's. It might have been season.
This might have been three.
Because
I thought I remembered the symbol changed first. And then the costume started changing.
The symbol did change. He did get the white background.
That changed first,
yes.
But I don't think the rest of the costume changed
remember,
with it at that point.
Remember, one of the biggest taboos that they did in this series was make fucking Flashpoint a one-episode thing.
Yeah.
And Flashpoint is such a big fucking thing in the comics. And
both times it happened.
And it was a one-episode thing. Season 3 starts the Flashpoint. Season 3, episode 1 is Flashpoint. And then when he comes back, his suit is different a little bit.
See that's season two. Because that's still the same suit,
yep.
And it's white.
Yep.
So the other one was season three when they started altering the actual suit at hand, right?
I believe so, because he changed things when he went back and stopped Flashpoint, and he did all,
he fucked up reality and time like always?
Okay, so here, just because we're already here, season one, rate it.
I'm going to give it a 3.8. While I don't, it's not perfect. I like the costume. When I look at that, I can see the Flash. While the colors are darker, the red background on the symbol I didn't honestly care for. Right. Because I'm just so used to the white that when they did red, I thought it was different. But at the same time, I'm biased.
Right.
And I'm going to be biased in this whole fucking in this whole episode. So
I'm going to give them 3.5.
2.
I'm going to go 3 because of one thing. The suit was made to fit him.
Yes.
It looks like Daredevil armor.
Right.
Okay.
To be fair, that worked for Daredevil.
Yeah.
But it's built in a way, he has a runner's body. And that works for him, for the show, and for the atmosphere they were going for.
What?
The colors are dark.
You mean a guy that runs has a runner's... No.
Exactly.
No right. Fucking way, Bill.
Well, the other series have not figured it out, Shane.
I'm a runner. Are you sure you're a runner?
Are you sure you're running? Because you look like you hang out with some big motherfuckers.
You look like you're down at Muscle Beach pumping iron all day.
I run! Fucking all his veins are popping out of his necks. Okay, you run. Yeah, you
walk up to Superman. What up, tiny bitch?
Yeah.
He walks up to Superman, puffs his chest out. I run. I know. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen you run.
Dude,
I've seen you run.
Dude, I run too, but not as impressive.
Not as impressively.
Oh, shit. So anyway, season 1 is a 3.075 or a 3.08?
That's fine.
Same for season 2's
season 2,
white
they
background
really
there.
Season 2, they changed the emblem. Now, this is...
This
yeah,
thing.
I'll kind of leave it alone, yeah.
So this right here, you can tell it is a little different. This is when they started making the suit a little bit brighter.
Right.
Yeah, they start to try to play into the angle that he's slowly moving towards a DC 52-esque style.
If anybody has seen this show, in season 1, they show you the time vault. They show you the 2024 picture. Flash disappears in crisis. He's wearing the bright red.
Yeah.
So they show that he will eventually be the bright red Flash,
mm-hmm.
even though he's wearing that dark maroon color.
Right.
And each season, like I said, will alter the suit, which I like. You don't keep him... Like, Oliver, eventually, in Arrow, changed his suit up some.
Right.
Also, since the chat is asking, Berter is obviously the fastest in the universe. Unless we count, like, I don't know...
Goku,
Captain Ginyu,
Frieza,
Cell,
Androids.
Android 19 and 20, 17, 8, 16, 8, 14, 13.
Trucker hat.
Fucking trucker hat.
And if you want to get
the movie that
Krillin,
killed DBZA,
Gohan.
And if you want to get technical, Goldo can stop time. No! No, I am not slower than fucking Goldo.
But you are, technically.
Yeah.
Since he can stop your movement and walk faster than you can run.
Yes, Goldo is faster.
Yep.
And everybody with a higher power level.
Sad as shit.
Weakest member of the Ginyu
Force. This guy I'm going to give a 2.8. I get it. The suit is nearing more what it's supposed to look like, but I'm going to be honest with you. The Flash costume, just like they had to alter Batman's look, they did not. Batman, today, does not wear a gray sweatshirt with a yellow oval.
Right.
There's a reason he doesn't. In real life, we need to change these costumes. And I get that the Flash series is good. I'm not taking that away from it. But this costume, as it moves towards comic booky looks... It starts to make him look goofy.
Isn't this the more recent costume, too?
I think this is...
The most recent one is actually a red.
This this is like around 4 or... I think this is around 4.
Okay. Because I thought the face helmet thing changed, too.
It does.
Yeah.
But we don't have it on here right now.
Everything about him changes as time goes.
Yes.
And some of it works really well, and some of it doesn't. And when they changed his suit from being like a leather padded armor system, and then all of a sudden they started moving into comic book spandexy material, I get what they want to do. But then I look at it and I'm like, like his weird knee tread.
Hey. That's a knee pad.
Sure.
He probably needs.
I don't know. I'm leaving him at a 3.5 because you mentioned Batman, and I'm still fucking irritated because everybody was like stroking their pud, being like, "Oh, they did the test for Pattinson as Batman," and I'm like, "Oh, let me see it." And all this is his fucking face, and I'm
this
like,
"This is what he looks like now."
Yeah, this
because
is
this
the
is crisis.
100% where he is right now.
That is what he looks like in the show as we speak.
By the way, this isn't necessarily the right time for this, but it is. I don't like that they took Supergirl and changed her to fit the Injustice look, and they're almost trying to play her off as a Power Girl variant. That's not what she is. The dress thing, I don't know why they decided to change it, and I'm not mad about it. I'm just not a huge fan of this with the S and the blue in the background, and it just, I guess it helps it be more her style, but I didn't care for it. Now, on to him, 2.8.
3.8.
That's fine.
3.
I'm just that look, I think he looks kind of goofy.
I'm just going to round up. So 3.2.
Also, the way his belly is lined now, yes. He might need to run a little more.
Okay, listen, first you're talking about the greatest superhero that's ever been wrote on a.
I'm just saying,
paper.
Look at Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I
try not to look at that Superman.
I think he looks.
I'm
fine.
Disappointed in that Superman.
Okay, well that
okay,
Superman may be a bitch.
That Superman is disappointing, but that costume is well done.
And that guy doesn't do a bad job as Superman.
And he has a decent build, and his look, if they were doing a Superman series tomorrow and this guy had never been introduced, and this was the screen test for him, and they just said, this is kind of what we're thinking, I'd be very hard-pressed to be like, nope, don't like it. I would be like, oh, fuck, the Superman looks pretty good.
Now, I will tell you that this guy does have one thing.
He's nothing but a fucking backseat he's a backseat character there for the only one fucking purpose, to make Supergirl look good.
Well, she's stronger than him, so.
She's stronger than him, she's faster than him,
and that's
she's
why
more determined
wrong.
Than him, she's more hopeful than him. Every fucking thing that she is comes at the expense of him. He's the strong character. To make her more important, they shit on him, which, by the way, that is a video I have coming very soon on my channel. It's called At Her Expense.
All right, just because I want to know, real quick, Batwoman. Yeah,
oh, I fucking love it.
Okay. Yeah.
I love it. I think if there was a Bat series and she had shown up alongside Batman or a Robin or a, like, because right now, like, the DC on their app, which I don't have it, but I've seen those costumes for Titans, and they look fucking great. And she looks like she would sit right alongside them very easily.
I like it. And Adam is Adam.
Yeah.
Next. We're done with this guy.
Go. Cool. Next guy.
There he is.
Jay Garrick from from the Flash. Technically, we kind of have multiple Jay Garricks.
I'm wondering if you got that guy. If you got that guy.
Shane's all over here stroking his dick.
Okay, we have Jay Garrick, and then we have not actually Jay Garrick, if that's what you're talking about. But you don't care too much for this series, I think. Oh, it's so fucking beautiful.
I just love how he's giving him a look like, yeah, you have a bomb vest. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
He's like, check this out. And he's like, dude, I got this hat. And he's like, oh, fuck.
That's better. Well, let's be real for
you
a minute.
You beat me, son. Okay. You beat me.
Okay, you know how we make fun of Jay Garrick's costume? And it was nothing but a sweatshirt and jeans?
Oh, the update is mag-fucking-nificent.
Right.
And by the way, the update is more to the style of what they were trying to focus on in The Flash when it started, which is what I preferred, which makes me prefer this Jay Garrick even more.
Because they kept... Because
and he still has his hat.
Right.
Hat!
You take away that hat, he is not Jay Garrick.
Right.
No. Hat!
Love it.
He can't be the fucking man who...
You're not
protects.
Jay Garrick!
Yeah, that's not Jay Garrick, so we're skipping him. That's
You're
not
Jay
Garrick, so we're skipping him. That is Jay Garrick.
We'll stay with you.
Now, this is where they try to update him a little bit.
If anybody's seen the show, they already know that that's not Jay Garrick. They know who that is. Right.
They update this a little bit in his coat area.
Yep.
And they kind of brightened him up, kind of like they did throughout the seasons.
But they kept that hat. Yep. Perfect.
Next.
I like this costume. Because, listen, when you only have his original costume to compare with, his original costume is, come on, it's a sweatshirt and jeans.
It's not here.
Like, no. The original Green Lantern costume is magnificent.
Right.
When you look at the core and what they get, and then you see this guy coming down.
Red shirt, he just painted a lantern on his chest.
Now.
He's got his jeans, and he found a big green blanket, and he called it a cape. He was like, ba-ba-ba-ba! And they were like, dude. They're like,
Alan, I'm not sure what it is.
I'm fighting crime today.
Alan, your ring is more powerful than mine because it's magical.
Oh, shit.
How about you magical use something better to wear?
How about you magic something better to wear, motherfucker?
When you see him in Kingdom Come,
uh-huh.
When he's sitting
he looks so fucking awesome.
He does not look like his derpy ass self.
Yes.
Right.
Next.
Yeah, just like in Kingdom Come, where you don't even get to see this anymore.
See, he's not impressed.
You barely see the outline of a hat, and it's a red blur. Yeah.
Fucking Jay Garrick is not impressed with Alan Scott's outfit.
He's not. And now Alan Scott can
That's what you're wearing, really?
And he's like, you don't have no room to talk. Look at your dumb hat.
Dude.
Hey, bitch, this is a cool
I'm
hat.
Telling you. I would have fucking nerdgasmed in my fucking jeans if when they did the crossover thing and they showed this universe, if they would have continued that and actually done a crossover instead of all bringing in the other shows and whatnot, they should have done one crossover where the JLA, which was being formed, met with the JSA, and they could have brought in all the awful costume heroes, and we could have gotten a Green Lantern on screen, be it as ridiculous as he may have been.
Get yourself some Alan Scott going on.
And at least he would have existed, and maybe even the other characters in the show would have said, what is that thing he's doing?
We could have got ourselves a Wildcat.
Yep.
A man literally in a cat suit.
Right.
More of a cat
but
suit
he's
than a
the,
cat
he actually
like,
does. He's the greatest boxer ever.
He wears a panther suit. It even has whiskers.
Yeah.
Like, you look at Black Panther now, and he's like, where? I don't see the facial. Where's your whiskers?
Yeah.
It was so good. Next.
T'Challa be like,
all right.
I don't need whiskers.
So we got two of these to look at, really. The this darker
4.3
variant here. Four. 4.5. I really, really like this.
Yeah, I'll agree to the 4.
Jay Garrick's ridiculous hat.
4.2.
Hats always always going to get bonus points for me.
And then we have this one. And this one, for me, I'm taking it down a bit. I'm 3.8. There's something about brightening him up that I get it. It works for what he is. But there's something about these bright, funny costumes when they're trying to be so hyper-real. Because they're trying real hard to ground this in the real world. He tends to look ridiculous. And here's the thing. He's even from an alternate universe. And the reason this gets me, the reason I take his thing down to 3.8 when he was at 4.5 is look at how old he is and how long he must have been doing this. And he just now chose to brighten up his costume. If we're to believe that costumes change over time, like we're seeing in The Flash, then this was developed over the course of a long time, and I imagine would be the preferred costume.
Okay, I'm kind of confused here. The other images I got were listed under Jay Garrick.
Well, here's what's going on, just for your sake, in case you ever... That guy is Professor Zoom.
That's Hunter Zolomon.
But he's still got the helmet thing.
He poses as Jay Garrick for the first season because in The Flash, in the first season he's introduced.
There
is a problem with The Flash, just like Smallville. They do fucking bad guy of the week and they just kind of repeat villains. This is a good guy who is later to be revealed as a bad guy, just like in season 1, just like in season 3, just like in season 4, just like in season 5. Weird. Just like, I'm thinking maybe season 6. I don't know why, but keep your eyes on the good guys of this series, because one of them is a bad guy, somehow, or is about to betray them some way.
Basically, at the
every fucking season.
At the end of season 1, where Flash is battling Reverse Flash, when they go back, when they open up the Speed Force, so they can go, so Eobard can go back into the future. You see the helmet
for
So they got up to 88 miles an hour?
A little bit faster than 88, like, you know, 388.
Well, you said they went back to the future.
True. Bound, bound, boom, boom,
3.85. But anyway, continue.
This, you see, Jay Garrick's hat show up in the end of season 1. As a teaser, that he's coming next season. So when this guy shows up and he's like, I'm Jay Garrick, I'm like, oh, you're too young to be Jay Garrick.
Yeah, you're too fucking young to be Jay Garrick.
There's already something off. And then as the show goes on, okay, he does have speed powers. You're like, okay, well, you're a Flash. But then when it's revealed, spoiler alerts, we should have probably said that before in case none of you guys have
seen it. It's season fucking 2. I'm tired of this spoiler society. Look, if the motherfucking show is 5 years old and you live in the world that we live in with all this social media, get the fuck over it. There's not a fucking 22-year fucking limitation on when I could spoil something. I hate to break this to you, but the fucking hero dies at the end of Shining Force 1.
By the way,
No, I never knew!
By the way, I like Reverse Flash's costume.
Just
and
like
Zim's
I never
costume.
Knew about that picture down in the... Down in the lower right-hand corner there. I never knew.
You don't talk about that picture. Get me. So now, I have three pictures hidden on my collage background that specifically point towards, do you know just how crazy this fandom gets?
Uh-huh.
So now we go on to the current movie era Flash.
Oh, shit.
Bum-ba-da-bum-ba-bum-bum-bum-bum jig. Okay, well, we have...
All right, before we begin, I'm going to give a 0 for the CGI on Superman's upper lip.
You leave Shrek face alone.
Hey, when you can make Robert Downey Jr. look 21 again, you could do better with an upper lip.
No, you can't, because you don't have mouse dick money.
That's true.
That's mouse dick money.
Yeah.
That's fucking the mouse walked up and said, I'm going to need him to look 25 years younger. And they were like, I don't think we could do that. But doom. Oh, we'll get right on it.
And then Warner Brothers is like,
I don't even think it was that bad. It was literally zip. No. We'll get it. I'm sorry, boss.
Don't fuck with the mouse.
Liam Neeson's cock is so big that when compared to Mickey Mouse, it's actually normal.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Okay, let's begin with this travesty of a costume. It sucks. Moving on.
You're putting it lightly.
I don't like this costume at all. When I first seen it, I was very disappointed.
Let's get into this costume. It sucks. 0.
Really, guy?
Okay. When the TV show, which has an infinitely lower budget, looks better than your high-budget movie...
Oh, it does, too. It has an infinitely lower budget. That's not a joke.
Because the CGI in the Flash series, come on, let's be real, it ain't the greatest. You can tell it's fucking fake as shit. Right.
By the way, I've heard an interesting rumor that... in the Flash series, when Ezra shows up, that was not actually written in that series. It was forced. I heard, and I don't know if this is true, but evidently DC has some masterwork in the background, and they want to try to bring everything together into one giant because they're playing with this multiverse idea, and they want to just be able to do movies however the fuck they want to do them. Like, Robert's going to have a fucking set of movies, right? And those movies are not going to affect the main continuity because just like their comic books are starting a timeline variant. So this will be like the G1 universe or whatever. And this will be like a G4 universe or whatever.
It can be the G-Force, because...
You know, but that's really what they're about to do. They're going to start labeling the top of the books in terms of universes, so you can just tell whatever stories and affect continuities that you want to see.
This is Bugs Bunny money.
Yeah. he's gotten broke over the years.
Yeah.
But...
All them carrots.
But yes, evidently, after they'd already written the episode, DC came to them and said, you have to include Ezra Miller. Because I guess what they're about to do is they're about to play off this idea where they're going to do, just like they're doing with the comics right now, where they're starting to label their universe timelines, they're going to start doing that for all these series and shows, so that there may even be a possibility in the future that some of the movie guys could cross over into the series when needed.
Look, can we also, just for one...
Rumor. But it is happening in the books, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's an overall plan.
I just want to take 1 second to tell everybody that this race, the Flash wins.
Oh, and does he win? Yeah?
He probably won because Superman had to go save people.
Not biased at all.
Okay. Next. There you go, man. He's all fucking in the dark.
He has wires holding it together because it sucks so bad.
What? Those are high tension running wires? Something?
When your TV show, once again, has an infinitely lower budget. And your TV... Okay, I can't even say this. When your 90s series, which has an even more infinitely lower budget muscle suit, looks better than Iron Flash...
What? No, they're not iron. They're plastic. You can very obviously tell. Yeah.
That's why they got the wires up there. It's holding
plastic,
it together.
Plastic yeah. chunks of armor.
Listen.
Rubber, maybe?
Bill, while I didn't... Personally, I didn't think Ezra did a terrible job as the Flash.
I know. I enjoyed his wobbly legs, too.
Man, you shut your mouth. The other guy was quicker than fuck. when he booked it, man, he booked it like a motherfucker.
I know. Wobbly legs and everything.
He also had the best scene in the movie when he's running, and Superman's like, bitch. And he's like, oh my fucking god, can he see me?
Okay, is that the best scene in the movie for him or for Superman?
It's the best scene in the movie for Shane.
Oh, okay.
Because, well, I like Flash more than Superman. That was so fucking badass.
Right.
Dude, it was. Like, I get the idea that some movies suck, but I'm actually thinking about that, too. I'm making a list for my show where I'm going to talk about 10 amazing fucking scenes found in shitty films, and that's one of them.
That scene is so... I mean, that movie's not that great, but that scene is so cool. We could talk more about the movie and not talk about
nope,
costume.
We can go to the next costume.
Oh,
yes!
Fucked!
Look at him! He has a plastic dick fucking cover. That's protective.
Well, that's how they get Arrow into the show.
Yeah!
Bum 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 bum.
I thought Arrow came out the ass end.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't make fun of Spawn.
You should. I love Spawn. His movie sucks dick.
We all know his movie was fucking dreadful.
So far, I have no idea if Nick is here.
No,
next.
Doubtful, and considering the fact that we're coming
okay.
up on noon.
Well, let's talk about Batman. That suit is pretty cool.
Oh,
let's
dude,
talk about
it fucking
Wonder
is.
Woman.
Oh, yeah. My God.
She's hot.
What the, that's, okay. I know, I'm not going to deny that. Even my wife
right.
tells me she's hot, but
that suit,
I love that Wonder Woman costume.
Right.
And Flash, I love you, but go away.
What, man? Look at him. He's...
Sticks out like a fucking...
He's there...
He's kind of supposed to. That's the reason why Batman don't give a fuck. In fact, Batman's probably looking at him like, I should get me another Robin. Need cannon fodder while I hide in the dark.
Next.
Here you go, Shane. Here's your moment.
That's the scene. That's the scene.
Look at those eyes, Shane.
What?
I was You're gonna look at those eyes, that. Shane.
Okay.
Oh shit! Fucking cross-eyed as a sumbitch too. Look at that.
Okay. Let me explain something, Seth.
Oh fuck!
In this continuity,
in the
those eyes. This Flash gained his superpowers from getting kicked in the head by a donkey?
You are the fastest.
Oh my god.
You believe you're the fastest thing alive. And for the first time since you've had your powers, when you're running that speed, a man stop your damn laughing while I explain.
Sorry, we were watching the picture of it zooming in.
Oh shit.
Oh Christ.
In this Bill, you might want to scratch his nose. He might be getting an itch on his nose.
Bill, in this continuity, since you've had your powers, not a single person has ever been able to see you while you're doing your thing. When a man looks at you, that's the face you get when a man sees you moving at that speed. Okay? This scene is fucking awesome. That look was awesome, okay? 5-star look.
Okay, I'll give you that, but I'm still trying not to die from the laughing.
Bill needs to stop zooming in on those eyes and frowning.
Oh, God, that was awesome.
Oh, shit. No shit.
My face hurts from the smiling.
Next.
Oh, man.
What if this had been the only thing you'd have seen before the movie? Would you think it would have been cool?
No, it sucks.
You still would have thought that was, you'd have been like...
I don't like this costume at all.
Okay.
This is, I can't, oh my god.
Right,
so, this is one of the worst costumes I've ever seen a Flash in.
That's, let's rate him.
One. Absolutely hate it.
Two.
Zero.
Fuck, now I gotta go back.
I don't like this suit
Zero
that much.
Plus
I hate this
two.
Fucking suit.
Well, then you get to look at this suit again along with the other
but,
one.
Like I said, it can lead the list if I find something stupider.
It's true. Oh, God. All right, so that's half the group.
I'm dropping a deuce.
Another
it does
deuce.
Look unfinished. I don't like all the weird wires. I'm not... Okay, here's the thing.
Scratch it. Make mine an ass.
I'm not a fan of armor on the Flash, even if I know that it makes sense. Like, there's little things that I let go because it is a fantasy. Like, I prefer Batman to seem like he's protected. He's supposed to be selling me on the fact that he's a dude. Just a dude. The Flash is not just a dude. The Flash can break 7 ribs... And unlike me, where it takes fucking 6 weeks to heal...
Matter of hours.
Or longer, he can sit out for 20 minutes of the fight and at least be ready to get back in there.
Yeah, he has accelerated healing. Like I said, nothing like Wolverine or Deadpool.
Right.
But he has...
It's because he can move as fast as he can, his metabolism has to keep up.
That's why he has to...
And actually, by tapping into the Speed Force, he heals even faster.
Yep. That's why
he so has, his why he normal so healing...
Much. He burns way too many calories.
His normal healing is fast and accelerated. But just like in Flashpoint, he gets stabbed through the bone of his leg. And he pulls it out and starts to run.
When that nuke is going
and
off?
And because he's tapped into the Speed Force, that wound heals... Fast as shit, and it's not like a small wound. He ran a pipe through his entire leg, through the bone.
You see it because when he sees that explosion go off, he knows he has to get out of there. So he starts running, and he's limping. But now he starts
doing that jumpy jog thing that people do.
And then he fucking books it.
Yeah, then he runs because he healed. Like, that's the reason it's a fantasy, and he doesn't need... All this, like, protection gear. It's just a flashy thing. I like it for Batman. I don't like it for him. Just like on Wonder Woman, I'm fine when she armors up to go to war. But in her natural state, she would just wear clothes that make sense for her. And because she lives on a hot fucking island that is essentially a paradise where there's nothing but women... And they all simply appreciate themselves and live life in a carefree nature. She would wear robes and frilly, like longer garment things and possibly things akin to swimsuits so that she could swim and run and enjoy the nature and the air. And that all makes sense for her character. And since she's indestructible, none of that matters.
Yep. She made that clear when that bullet came towards her, and she's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Nah.
That was such a good scene. Mm-hmm. I love that scene where she comes out of the fucking trench, and everyone's like, get down. And she's like, I got this.
Yeah, I'm not worried. Okay, so yeah, for me,
I'm not worried
yeah.
about your shit. I fight literal gods.
So did everybody vote this guy?
I think you're the only one, because I've got...
Oh, I was giving him a one. I'm sorry. I really do not care for... There's something...
1.22.
So now we got some co-op
He's got pictures. A 2-2.
Okay, yeah, it's time to get to the end of this episode. And yes, even though it is about noon, we will be doing one more episode.
Okay,
because we
enough.
Have to knock out one of the writers.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But we'll take a short break like
yes.
we usually do.
Yeah, because I got to pee from all the laughing.
Get out of here, Ezra.
What, man? He's
doesn't
there.
Look, no, I don't like forced things. I wanted that to be something amazing.
Yeah, it's when I
well,
see
it.
It
was a surprise, though.
Yeah, but it's forced, and it's forced in a negative way. When I was watching it, and I saw a whole bunch of people being like, oh my fucking God, Ezra Miller, he's fucking in the show, they touched. And I was like, then, not just was it spoiled for me, which I was kind of irritated.
Sorry.
The second thing wasn't that it was spoiled for me. It was that because it was spoiled for me, I thought it was cool. Because people were out there spoiling it so fast, they were like, oh my fucking God, my nutsack! And then I got on here, and it was just like, hey, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? You shouldn't be here! I think we should touch! Up, oh, we're done! Moving the fuck on! And I was like, what the fuck was that? And it also makes Ezra seem horrifically fucking incompetent. First off, how did he get into the Speed Force? I don't know. I hope one of the movies fucking explains it. Fat chance. Two, he doesn't know what the fuck the Speed Force is. Three, it's if all the universes have been destroyed, why is he there?
The Flash. What do you mean, the Flash? Is that my name?
Yeah, he doesn't even know his fucking name. He hasn't even made a name. So my only guess, this is the only thing that makes sense to me, right after Justice League, their universe ended because of Crisis, and he ran away from the whiteness and ended up in the Speed Force, but that's not what he's focusing on right now, because the end of his universe is fucking whatever. He's just interested in the fact that there's, like, another skinny dude with a red costume.
You like how the original costume from Season 1's in the background?
Yeah.
I like that. It's a nice little touch.
So if that's all a thing now, and they really are trying to put all this together, is that universe gone? And when they did whatever they did that fucking fixed the universes, you get what I'm asking here, does that mean that now when we go back to the movies, is all that continuity deleted? Because I've heard rumor that something in this Wonder Woman 80s movie is going to retcon that the other shit didn't happen. I've heard that's a thing. That they're going to be dropping information in that movie that says that Batman v Superman and all that did not take place, that she was not a part of that.
Well, we'll find out later this year when that movie comes out.
I mean, I guess they have to, because they lost half their fucking actors, but like... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I did not like this at all. I think this really fucks some shit up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not that I dislike this kid. God damn, he has a Joker smile, man.
Yeah.
He could have been the Joker.
Yeah, well, all I know is he better the one in the middle better be careful. He might flex.
Dude, I told you. He's the buffest man alive.
Right.
Dude, I'm telling you.
He runs.
Somebody needs to fucking Photoshop that dude as the Joker.
To be honest,
Ezra was miscast.
Right.
Look at his face.
He does have the Joker smile down. And to be fair, he does have a comedic value.
Right.
He probably could have done
He could have been charismatic, and if he would have tapped into his normal charisma and been super shitty and violent.
Right.
We could get rid of Leto.
They already did.
Yeah, we already did.
Leto's gone.
Nobody happened. So
right.
He did, but Leto now is Morbius.
It's true.
Which I think...
Which I've heard is by the test screening shit that I've been hearing is going way better for him.
I think that this might be a better role. I think you need to be a plasma-sucking vampire.
Right.
Being hunted certainly down by suck- a blade.
He,
right.
I mean, he already proved that he could suck the life out of a motherfucking movie, so...
I didn't like Leto as
Next.
Joker.
I'm still loving all the Facebook memes, though, where it's like... Here's Ledger, here's Phoenix,
oh my God.
And here's Leto. Get your shit out of my fucking face.
My favorite one right now is Leto, and he's driving in this car,
uh-huh.
And he looks over, and then he has to be like this and kind of cover his face up because he's driving by fucking Joaquin Phoenix, and Joaquin Phoenix is smiling and waving into the car. That is my favorite fucking meme right now. And he's like, oh, fuck that guy.
He's just mad because Phoenix was a way better Joker.
Right.
Flash, help me. I'm coming. You're not Flash!
Uh-huh. He's there.
You're fucking Hunter's rolling.
Who the fuck is that?
That is a lady.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
I think it's just
probably some rando.
Like, I'm trying to think of this patch here on the arm and shit. That
it's not Star Labs, as far as I could tell.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
It's Ferris Airfield.
Well, whatever. Nobody gives a fuck.
Oh, we forgot. We forgot about Jesse Quick.
I didn't forget about her.
She's not the Flash.
Yeah.
No, she's not.
She's not really a part of what we were doing here.
Yeah, she's a speedster, not the Flash.
Uh-oh.
You know, we do get to ask our question. Who was the coolest Flash?
Number four.
Okay.
90s.
Okay, he's got 90s.
Although, technically, yeah, you're right. I probably should agree to the 90s because he might end up Red Rangering my ass and come in and give me a hug and snap me in half. Because he runs.
Between 1 and 4.
Yeah.
I can't pick.
If anybody says that ass hat in the middle, I'm going to kick him in the dick.
I'm going to pick the 4th because...
I hate Bart Allen.
It all comes
like
down
that,
right.
I do not like
the him. Biggest thing that hurts it is that muscle suit. Otherwise, he probably is the coolest
the
looking.
Suit,
the 90s suit is so good.
If you take the muscles away, he has the best suit. Fortunately,
he definitely has the best face mask of them.
That is that's by far the truth.
Yeah,
one of them's not a face mask. One of them is a hoodie.
but it's one of those that zips all the way up.
Ah! But remember what I told you, he didn't have the picture. He does wear sunglasses.
He does, stupid motherfucker. That's, I prefer that Supergirl. I do, I just...
That's more iconic.
That's Arrow, Flash, and...
Yeah, I like Arrow, Flash, and Flash, Arrow.
I like the feminine dress thing, and I'm not saying that she can't
can
wear.
Be honest with you?
If there was like a multitude of different suits that they wore and they switched her around or something like that, that's fine. Just,
Stephen Amell.
It's just my preference.
Stephen Amell's not the biggest guy,
right?
But he has muscle.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He actually wore that suit pretty well when he was the Flash.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's ripped as shit, Steve.
But, yeah, but he's not like.
Do you see? He actually did the Ninja Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I don't like
He did damn good at it, too.
But you know why I don't like that show? Because it's nothing but a fucking gimmick.
Yes.
The new one that runs,
I really don't like the... I haven't cared for... And it makes me sound like a fucking weeaboo, but...
The Japanese is better.
The Japanese
was
better.
Yeah, the actual Sasuke challenge, yes.
Better. And that doesn't make you sound like a weeaboo.
It does.
If you think that the Japanese version was better than ours, because ours is nothing more but than a goddamn publicity stunt, and that's what it is.
Right.
It's fucking
trash.
Well,
technically speaking, that's kind of the show that we do anyway. We talk Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which is an American publicity stunt for a show that's 1,000 times better in Japan.
Yes, it's
but we're
true.
Welcome to America!
But we're not. We're also not inviting...
True.
The cast of Power Rangers.
Not yet.
I'm trying to get a hold of JDF, but he won't return my call.
But that's because he knows you want to suck his dick, and he's not about that life.
Yeah, he'd have to sit in this tiny room, like, close to you, and he's
right.
like, That dude really wants these nuts. Like, that's uncomfortable.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong.
First off, I don't know if
don't
I can
get me
that.
Wrong, though. Johnny seems like
know
a
if
cool
you can
dude.
Do that?
We might
don't
be able
know.
To get Johnny
if
in
Johnny
here. But...
Let's say he agreed to meet us, and we moved down to the living room, and we did a whole fucking show, and he said, I would love to come in and joke Power Rangers with you guys.
Shit, dude.
Do you think you could be in that episode, Shane?
I think you would see a grown man cry a little bit. I don't know if I could do that. Because, dude, the whole time I'm like, oh, my God, Green Ranger. My favorite fucking ranger is sitting right next to me.
We wouldn't put him next to you, to be fair.
Don't do that.
You would literally just spend the entire episode staring at him.
Technically, he's more the Red Ranger than he is anything else.
True.
Here, he originally showed up.
Because he's two times red.
Yep.
First off, the turbo power, he never shows back up with that power.
Because he actually passed
it
on.
Transferred it. He is always going to be Zeo Red, not Turbo Red, and Black.
But he was Black two times the Red.
Yeah,
man, it's still nowhere near as powerful as the Green.
What else do we have here? Do we have anything else?
That's it.
No, that's it.
We're done here.
All right.
Okay, we have to take a break so that smoking people can smoke, and
which is
pissing,
just me,
and pissing people can piss.
That's maybe, everybody,
and maybe find out what happened to Nick.
And then we will be back on here in about 15 minutes or so.
Bye.
And then it's Riders.
Yes, then it's time for Riders.
Bye.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out fandomnight.com. At fandomnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to fandomnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.